This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
What's on your mind? Brought to you today in part by our friends at H.A. Thompson & Sons, the folks that were that little plumber way back in 1908 and have grown and grown and grown. And, of course, now it's all about plumbing, heating, air conditioning, mechanical contracting services, and indoor air quality. They are the experts on IAQ. So go to H.A. Thompson & Sons. Call them at 223-3393 or go online to hatandsons.com and get that conversation started about how you, too, can have indoor air quality. H.A. Thompson & Sons. We're going to get some business taken care of today, aren't we, Kev?
You ready? I do believe that's the plan.
Yeah, exactly right. Kevin is letting you know it's time for the Better Business Roundtable. Each month, we have a team of experts we bring in. Help businesses sort through all the challenges they face owning and running a company. And today, we are going to tackle a topic that is timely, as we like to say, and maybe a little more big picture than we sometimes drill into, but I think a good one today, risk management. We got a supply chain economy right now that is challenging, and how do you get your company set up to be proactive in this? So we're going to tackle that today. We welcome Tom McDougall of High Point Networks. Tom's on the phone today. The rest of the crew with us in studio here. Chad Flanagan from Mike Bailey, Dan Stoller from Starian Bank, and Tyler Lumberton from Onstead Twitchell today. Tom, nice to hear you.
Good morning.
Glad to have you. Chad, Dan, and Tyler, welcome back. Good to see you on the roundtable today.
Morning, Scott. Morning, Scott.
Morning.
So let's talk a little bit about this. I guess the first thing would be just to identify the risk. Be aware of what the risks are. As we're talking risk management, we need to know what they are. And so we'll dig into that a little bit. Let me just ask each of you your best advice on this front. Chad, I'll start with you from Ide Bailey on risk management in this supply chain economy right now. What advice do you have for your clients and our audience today?
Yeah, it's a good question. I've talked to more clients that are just planning so far ahead now. They didn't have to do that before. So
that's a good thing, though, right?
Yeah. In fact, you know, a lot of them I probably have been working on to lower their inventory, run a little bit leaner for years, and now they're looking at me and saying, hey, we had it right all along. We like to have that large inventory, make sure our customers have selection, make sure we have it in stock, and they're the ones laughing now. So those that are planning well ahead and just being creative with different things are the ones that are doing well.
All right. How about you, Dan?
I think Chad's spot on. Planning is important right now, especially capital planning, liquidity planning. But I also think know your suppliers, know your customers, know who you're doing business with. I think that becomes more and more important in this environment right now. Know what's behind your commitments. We've got a lot of customers who are getting commitments from vendors as an example. You know, is that vendor going to come through in the timeline that you need? So I think it's really important, just as we in the banking business know our customers, in the business world, know your vendors, know your suppliers.
So what does that look like? What do you got to do in the way of due diligence to be able to make sure the promises you're delivering to your customers are backed up?
Again, I think, you know, look at the background of the company, knowing a little bit more about them than maybe we used to. It's not now just the guy who can put a magnet on the side of his truck and show up and do work. You know, have they consistently performed on contracts? You know, do they have any outstanding litigation, as an example? I think some of that due diligence that we used to do 10, 15 years ago, we got away from. And I think it's important to start looking at the background of some of our customers and our suppliers and our vendors.
Tyler, how about you? What kind of questions can you ask? What's fair game on the risk management side?
I mean, it's all fair game. If someone's competing for your business, I think it's absolutely fair that you are able to look into them and have some idea of what you're dealing with. And to piggyback off what the other guys have said, I think it's really important to set time aside to be intentional. it's really easy to get caught up in the day-to-day of running your business and say, yeah, I know what the risks are. But I think you need to set some time aside, a couple hours, and step back and look at every step of the process, whether it be your ordering, your supply chain, or how you get product to customers. Look at every step and say, what is the thing that could go wrong here, and what's my contingency? Because that's the second step here, is even if you identify risks, knowing what the plan is if that risk comes to fruition.
And Tom, your take on this topic? Is Tom up there, Kev? Okay, we lost Tom. Let's go to you, Chad, on the planning side of this. What do you recommend there? It's, you know, obviously we're in a whole new frontier here.
Yeah.
And everybody's sort of used to doing it, and it just when you hire somebody and you got a vendor, they're going to show up, they're going to get their employees, it's on them, right?
Yeah.
But that's not as easy as anymore. So how do you go about what, you know, what to go to that next level? What do we do?
I liked what Tyler said about you know, being intentional. I've heard of clients, you know, mapping where their vendors are located, trying to localize more, trying to anticipate where interruption can happen. So it's doing that what if game and really thinking about all the different scenarios. I've also, you know, heard more clients just talk about their vendor relationships that they've had for many, many years. They've stayed committed to them, and now that's paying off, and they're not chasing always the cheapest product or the best deal. That relationship has become more and more important, and you want to be at the top of the list for those vendors that you're going to get your product.
All right, we got Tom the man back on the phone there. Tom, big picture on the risk management topic.
Well, there's a couple of things, actually, and these guys have covered it pretty well. Of course, our business is pretty narrow-focused from an IT perspective, and if you've tried to buy IT stuff recently, you know that we're dealing with supply chain issues as well. So I think the best advice I can give is be sure you're working with a good, solid company that can help you, because there is a chance you're not going to get what you're looking for to do an upgrade or a new building or whatever. It's going to take a while to get that right now. I hesitate to even say, but I mean, we're six months out and then some. So you've got that going on, but simultaneously in the IT world, you have, you know, the like we've talked before, the bad guys are always out there, and they recognize that there's stuff that people can't get. They can't do upgrades. They can't, right now it's hard to stay with the latest equipment. So there's a lot of work our team is doing that's just sitting down with customers. It's like, okay, what is the situation? Where are we? And how do we use this to our best ability to do what we need to do until we can get something new to change the way we're addressing it? So I mean, let's just spend the time to do the best we can with what we have.
I think it's pretty obvious people expect delays now, right? So you know, nobody's going to go, what? It's not going to be here on time or whatever. They get it. How about on the cost side, Chad? Because, you know, you can promise one price and then the price is significantly different. So, you know, how does that conversation go with the customer?
Yeah, costs are up everywhere. And those that are lucky get to pass that cost along to consumers. You know, I'm just thinking about another client that, you know, has experienced that on the procurement side, and the market is hot, and they're able to pass those costs along to the consumer. But the costs are everywhere, right? They're in the labor force, they're in building materials, and so everybody's adjusting to that. And you're right, Scott. Hopefully, you know, clients are understanding of lead times, but need to do what you can to just try to take care of that customer.
For our listeners that that are bidding a project, Tyler, what from a legal standpoint should they do? I mean, are people adding fine print now to say, hey, this has got a variable of X percent or something? What do you do?
Yeah, I've seen that. Another thing that I've seen buyers do, which has been kind of interesting, is especially in industries where they can pass price increases on to the customers without a lot of heartache from the customer, is they're signing contracts that have big penalties for the suppliers if they don't supply on time, but they're paying a premium. And what they're doing there is they're saying, hey, supplier, we're going to pay you more. You're going to make a bigger profit off of us, but also you're going to have some pain if you don't get this product to us when you say you're going to get it to us. So really it's kind of aligning incentives through contracts, being a little strategic in that regard. That's been one interesting approach.
So at least you go to the top of the food pile.
Right.
You know, with that supplier. How about, you know, I've had a few clients, Dan, that have been super aggressive to go out, get supply, and have it. And again, same thing. Be aggressive. Hey, I'll pay a little more. I want to guarantee I get it. I'll come pick it up. I'll store it. You know, what are you advising starting clients in that front?
You know, we're working with a lot of clients right now on the capital planning, liquidity planning. You know, like Chad mentioned, you know, it's great if you have the inventory on hand, but there's a cost to doing that.
Sure.
Getting the product, procuring the product, and then holding the product. So we're seeing that as a major conversation point right now is what is that going to take from a capital perspective, and are you going to have the profit margin that you think? You know, we look long term and think, boy, this inflation is going to continue. You know, nobody sees an end in sight to this, but at some point, are you sitting with a bunch of inventory and the costs go the other way, and what's the risk associated with that?
I want to tackle when we come back, you know, the interest rate side. What's you know, where are we going there? There's certainly risk on that front as well, and also. You know, finding new suppliers out there, but you don't necessarily know them. What do you do there? Great conversation today on risk management in the economy we find ourselves in. Better Business Roundtable continues after this on What's on Your Mind. Dr. Peter McCullough is coming to North Dakota. Mark the calendar. May 6th, 7 p.m. Dr. Peter McCullough, one of the world's most foreknown critics of the COVID-19 policies, will be here, along with lawyer Chris Kobach, who litigated for the federal government on behalf of the state of North Dakota against the COVID shot mandate. May 6th, 7 p.m. Sponsored by Freedom Matters USA. Hosted by North Dakota Conservative Advocates. Tickets are available at eventbrite.com. Or to get more information, go to the NDCA webpage, ndcan.org. A trusted energy partner, a leader in the Bakken. That's Hess. A global independent energy company leading the way in oil and gas exploration and production in North Dakota. Working with suppliers, landowners, communities, applying new approaches and innovative technologies for operating safely and efficiently and protecting the environment. Hess, working hard to make a positive impact on the lives they touch. Did you have COVID? Are you still wrestling with brain fog, migraines, or fatigue? Listen up. Patients are having help with these issues thanks to Swanson Hyperbarics Clinic, now open on 25th Street South in Fargo. Sports injuries are another area patients are getting help, especially from concussions. The anti-inflammatory effect of hyperbaric oxygen treatment can help with many issues. The initial exam is free at Swanson Hyperbarics. Go to swansonhyperbarics.com to find out more information. Ask about the Hawkett, an infrared ozone sauna that also helps reduce inflammation and can naturally help relieve pain. And patients also mention how well they sleep after this treatment. Call 701-929-3930. 929-3930 or online at swansonhyperbarics.com.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Well, it's something every business right now is wrestling with. Logistics, supply chain, costs associated with that, with the delays in inventory, the need for capital, rising costs associated with our conversation today, a big one, with our Better Business Roundtable guests, include Tom McDougall, High Point Networks, Chant Flanagan with Ide Bailey, Dan Stoller from Starion Bank, and Tyler Leverton. Dan, I want to come back to you on the interest rate risk right now? I mean, now obviously everybody's sort of scratching their head. How in the world is the Federal Reserve going to get their arms around inflation? Is that going to mean, you know, big interest rate hikes? We've seen a high number on the mortgage side. What's the future hold there? What are you advising your clients there?
Well, I wish I had the crystal ball, but I think all indications so far are rates are going to continue to rise. I mean, inflation being what it is, there has to be some tool to curb that inflation. And right now, I think that's what the reliance is going to be on is interest rates. And we've seen it already. We're seeing the market react to what used to be 3.5% money is now 4.5% money. And it is a concern of ours as it relates to projects. You know, there are projects that are in the marketplace that are, you know, getting by at 3.5%. When that balloon comes up in 5 years and you're repricing at 5.5%, what's that going to look like? And I think the buying power for our businesses has certainly changed with this interest rate environment, especially including in that the increase in construction costs.
And back to the supply chain again, if you know, the inability to get inventory to supply, you know, customers leads to, okay, I'm going to go buy more inventory. I'm going to, you know, then right now, what am I going to pay for that, right? What's that going to cost? What's the floor plan going to be? What's the, you know, the bottom line?
So, right. How do you finance it? What's that financing structure look like? Do you have the liquidity to take on half the risk of that inventory? I think are questions we ask our clients all the time.
How's your crystal ball, Chad, on the interest rate question?
Yeah, you know, I defer to Dan a little bit there, but that's what we keep hearing, right, that there might be six more interest rate, quarter point interest rate hikes throughout the year. And I think I keep asking clients if they see a slowdown in sight, and a lot of them are still very bullish and expect good things. Even with inflation and interest rate concerns, they're still preparing for growth.
What's worse, inflation or higher interest rates?
Both.
Yeah. It's really crazy time right now, isn't it? I mean, yeah. And again, coming back to that planning for the future, it's just like, you don't. How do you plan for the future here?
Right. You know, mortgage rates have gone up, as you mentioned, Scott, and, you know, we don't see that impacting the home market today. But at some point, I think that bubble is going to be out there, you know, and what is affordable housing anymore? You know, if you look at the average median price of homes in Fargo right now and what they've done in the last year, you know, when does housing become really unaffordable for the average homeowner?
Tom, let me get you in here on that topic. You know, as you look at the future and hear the panel here saying the key is planning and getting ahead of it, what are you planning for? The unknown?
Tom's locked in. I don't know why we're... Yeah, just a second. There he is.
Tom, do you hear the question? Yeah, let me.
Our phones are not liking the.
Your phones are not liking it. Yeah,
not liking it.
All right, and poor Tom is not liking it either right now. So you figure out if you got him on the line and if he can hear us. Tyler, how about you? Any best practices here?
I think the biggest thing you can do is communicate. You know, work with your team so everyone's on the same page about what are our needs going to be. You know, touch base with your banker every couple of weeks. Touch base with your CPA. Make sure everyone knows what you're looking at, knows what your concerns are, so we can all start talking, come up with ideas, and kind of plot the path moving forward.
What's the bold way to approach this right now? Any bold action you see by your clients?
Yeah, one thing I'm starting to see more and more of is guys talk about issues with suppliers. I'm seeing some guys start to look at bringing their suppliers in-house, going out and acquiring their suppliers so that they know they can control that business, and especially in situations where an input has been a huge pain point in the last year, and if it's probably a profitable business, hopefully it's a profitable business in and of itself. So a lot of guys are starting to talk about, do I just bring this business under my own umbrella through an acquisition?
Sounds like a Tom McDougall kind of way of doing business. Tom, you've been known to acquire a few of your, I guess, competitors out there or others. How about the idea of saying, okay, well, the easiest way to control the supply is by the supplier?
Well, it's a little tougher in our business because they're worldwide companies, right? So, I still think the important part of the supply chain is really the people side. And from that perspective, I agree with you 100%. You know, kind of trying to procure a manufacturer, though, that's a little more challenging. So we focus on the people side for sure on that side of the equation. Because like I said, the, you know, stuff can get old, but treated right, you can make it continue to do what it needs to do until you can actually get what you want. And that whole worldwide supply chain issue, that I don't see that going away quickly. So it's a challenge, for sure.
The best advice I've heard in this panel today, though, is really just you need to be purposeful of taking the time to sort of poke around and find out what is best, right? Maybe it's a new supplier you've never used before, or additional suppliers, right, Chad?
Yeah, I know some are looking for additional suppliers just out of sheer need that they can't find it otherwise. But it is, you have to continue to keep those relationships strong with those long-time vendors at the same time. So it's a tightrope walk to keep everybody happy. But again, you have to be creative, and planning several months ahead of time is always a good exercise.
Any best practices out there, Dan, examples you've seen of folks that are really doing this well right now?
I think the communication is the key, knowing your timelines, knowing what your project deadlines are going to be. I mean, you guys are probably dealing with it here, Scott, in your building, right? I mean, you guys are going through a remodel project expansion and to make sure that the project is on task, on budget. You know, the budget thing is a big, big issue.
We got one with a generator right now where the one little tiny piece in the supply chain isn't here, but it affects us, the ripple effect of, the generator won't work and then the electricians won't be done and everything else. But as I said yesterday, it'll be here when it's here, right? And it'll work when it works. It's just that's easier in my mind than, hey, the cost just went up 30%, and you weren't really planning for that.
Right, and that's happening. And a lot of people are going to cost-plus contracts right now because they can't control the cost going into it. And that's a risky proposition.
Is that a best practice, Dan, the cost-plus contract?
It depends what industry you're in, and it depends kind of what your own wiggle room is, because those cost-plus contracts are a little bit dangerous because your risk or what you're willing to pay is probably capped at a certain level. And depending on what the terms of one of these cost-plus contracts are, you can blow right through that level real quick.
Also have to really trust the person that is showing you the cost. Right, Jen?
Yeah.
You have a good relationship
maybe
there.
Maybe you need to audit those figures, right? Talk to your auditor, but I know my banker made me do that one time. I'm looking over at Dan.
What?
Yeah. That's another thing to add in your list of possibilities, right, in your planning. Actually, if you have those kind of contracts, to audit those.
Yeah, and have a contingency, because you're going to come in higher than you think. In this marketplace, that's just reality.
Anything else, gentlemen? Anything we've missed? Best advice? Mm-hmm. Who's going to put the cherry on top of this Sunday today?
Be intentional and communicate.
Yeah.
I think, Scott, too, we talked a lot about interest rates and inflation. I think we heard from the Midwest Economic Summit, hopefully we navigate this economy so that we increase interest rates carefully and don't crash the economy. And that's a tricky thing to do.
All right. Yeah.
I agree. This is going to be a sensitive topic for a while. And I think it's going to be a couple of years. We'll maybe put our heads up and see where we're at again. But we'll be in this economy for a little while.
Be intentional, though, in the space, folks. I think that's the best advice from the pros here today. Tom McDougall, High Point Networks, Chad Flanagan, Knight Bailey, Dan Stoller, Starian Bank, and Tyler Levin.
Let's go to Norway. My name is Carol Juven. I've been in Norway 179 times, and I'm inviting you to join us on tour in beautiful Norway for one of our 5 escorted beautiful tours of Norway. We will even assist you with your ties to Norway. If it is from Norway, we will find the family for you. The Best of Norway Tour, Scandinavia, Denmark, Sweden, and Norway. Norway Luxury Tour 1, Norway Luxury Tour number 2, and Southern Norway, the World War II exhibits. Enjoy hundreds of waterfalls and fjords, all settled in the beautiful mountains of Norway. We don't just tour Norway, we meet the people. Call today 1-800-343-0093. Space is limited, 800-343-0093. Online at juventours.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Social Security recipients are on track to receive the biggest cost of living raise in 4 decades, as sky-high inflation is really hurting retired Americans. The Senior Citizen League, a nonpartisan group that focuses on issues relating to older Americans, estimated the adjustment could be as high as 8.9% based on March inflation data. The Biden administration on Monday suspended enforcement of its mask mandates for airports, planes, and other forms of travel after a judge in Florida said that the Center for Disease Control and Prevention overstepped its authority. Effective immediately, the TSA will not enforce its security directives and emergency amendment requiring mask use on public transportation and transportation hubs. A passenger at St. Louis Lambert Airport tells Fox 11,
"Well, I just seen a pilot get off a flight with no mask."
USA Radio News.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Young, Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
What's on your mind? 28 before the top of the hour. We're going to check in with Senator John Hoeven, who's at the border today. You really have to be totally checked out and on some other planet if you aren't very concerned about what's happening at the border right now. It's just unbelievable. And the media seems to be at least inching towards recognizing this is a major pain point. Jen Psaki's not worried, though. We did find that out.
No!
As long as Dan Psaki's not worried, I guess we know we should worry, I guess, right? PetroServe USA, serving up home cooking and grab-and-go convenience today. Let me run through the specials for you. If you're traveling today, I-94, exit 292, come off that exit, head north for home cooking and grab-and-go convenience. Hot beef sandwich or chicken pot pie today. West Main Avenue, West Fargo, meatloaf or cheesy taco hot dish. Mac and beef on 12th Avenue, I-29. The NP Avenue location, tater tot hot dish today. Never a bad thing. Beef stroganoff in Glendon or Ulan has tacos and meatloaf today. PetroServe USA, home cooking, grab-and-go convenience. Just tell them Scott sent you. On our newsmaker line right now, Senator John Hoeven. Senator, where are you?
Hey, Scott. Greetings to you and your listeners. I'm down in Del Rio, Texas, with our guardsmen. They're down helping Border Patrol with trying to secure the border. And I'm actually, we're headed out right now to one of the border crossings at Eagle Pass, where some of our fantastic guardsmen are again, helping Border Patrol.
I've been to Del Rio before, and what it reminds me of is, I don't know what the least populated county in North Dakota is, but, I mean, it's big in geography. It's small in population. And met the sheriff down there before, and you just want to weep for these people and what they mean. They don't have the infrastructure to handle taking the people yet. I guess it's one of the areas that is most well known because you literally can walk across the Rio Grande down there, and the cartels all know that. So I don't know about you, but I was on the ground 15 minutes down there and seeing dozens and dozens of people crossing the Rio Grande right there, and basically the sheriff watching and Border Patrol, watching and putting them on a bus to process them. Is it still that bad?
Is that what the guard is helping him do too, John?
Well, yeah, exactly right. I mean, so I was down not too long ago in the Rio Grande Valley, which is the sector just to the east of us, and that is one that gets the most attention because it's had the highest number of crossings. But actually what's happening right now is in the Del Rio sector where our guardsmen are, they are overtaking the Rio Grande sector and actually are going to pass them in the number of encounters with illegals coming across. Last month, as you saw, there were 165,000 encounters with illegals coming across for the month of February. of that, 33,000 were in the Rio Grande Valley. And I've been over to McCown there. I was there with 16 other senators calling attention to this problem. But in the last month, there were 33,000 in the Rio Grande Valley, 30,000 in Del Rio, and Del Rio's coming up. And Del Rio had more what they call gotaways, which is not included in that encounters number. And, of course, those are the ones that we're particularly concerned about, those gotaways, because they're the ones that are evading Border Patrol because they have, in some cases, they're, you know, moving drugs or they have criminal records or human trafficking, all these things. So where our guardsmen are, this is a huge concern area. And as you know, this just gets worse if the Biden administration does not keep Public Health Order 42 in place. And again, that's why I picked this time to be down here to once again call attention to what's going on and get everybody pushing on the Biden administration as well as members of Congress to make sure that Public Health Order 42 stays in place.
Have you seen one person turn back, John? Have you seen anyone denied their packet and their phone? Or, I mean, anybody getting turned back?
Well, but see, that's the issue right now. Most of the turnbacks are people that are turned back under public health, Title 42. Now, they should be turned back under the Remain in Mexico policy, too, because in August, the Supreme Court ruled that that needs to stay in effect. The Biden administration is, says they've been negotiating on it and put it in effect in December, but they're still not enforcing it. And that's the thing. We've got our great guardsmen down here. We've got CBP. We've got Border Patrol. These people are tremendous people doing a tremendous job. But if the administration will not enforce the public health order, the Remain in Mexico policy, and the third safe country, that's how the Trump administration shut this thing down. That's what needs to happen. Now, that's what we have to continue to push for. Not only are we pushing for it in Congress, I really am hopeful we can get enough votes in the Senate to keep that public 42 health order in place. We're also pushing it through the courts. But we just have to do everything we can to get these protocols enforced. Our folks can do the job. Customs and Border Protection, Border Patrol, our guardsmen, they can more than do the job, but they've got to get that support through enforcement of these important protocols.
I mean, might be super cynical here, but I think there's zero chance that the Biden administration wants to fix any of this. It's pretty obvious that this is intentional by now. Let me play you something Jen Psaki said at the briefing yesterday, like dismissing a few dozen people on a known terrorist list coming in.
Here, yeah.
They're very uncommon. We're talking about a few dozen annual encounters at most, and these encounters represent significantly less than the 0.01% of total encounters per fiscal year in recent years.
Just a few dozen.
So literally, we're talking about people on the terrorist watch list.
Let me tell you something about that, guys. So this morning I got a briefing with Border Patrol, chief of the Del Rio Border Sector, Chief Owens, took, and his guys are tremendous, along with our guardsmen down here, took me through a big briefing this morning. Now, so for the month of February, there was like 165,000 encounters, but that doesn't include what they call the gotaways.
Yeah.
These are folks that have been spotted, but they don't catch them. They aren't encountered, okay? Now, those are the folks that are the particularly big concern because why are they, they're the ones that are staying away from Border Patrol. They're staying away from the points of entry and Customs and Border Protection because, again, they're the guys that are hauling drugs or human trafficking or have criminal records or terrorists. He pointed out there's folks from 100 different countries they've identified coming in, and these gotaways can be as much as a third or more of that number, so 165,000, but they're not included in the 165,000. So those 23 or so terrorists you say that were in the 165 or that were included in the numbers, that doesn't count how many were in the gotaways, which is a huge number, but that are not included there.
They're very uncommon.
It's a big concern.
Yeah,
they're very uncommon, though.
Yeah, but just do the math.
Oh, I know.
Unbelievable.
That's what I'm saying. So the number's bigger, is what I'm saying. Obviously.
Yeah.
And that's it. So it's a huge concern.
Yeah. Tom Homan was on with us last week. Said 67,000 gotaways last month. I mean, so again, if you're a gotaway, you are not, you're affording yourself the freebies and the plane ticket wherever you want to go and everything else. We had a call also yesterday about this weekend. Actually a retired teacher in town, very credible, had been at the Baymont Hotel over the weekend and watched a unmarked van unload a lot of Hispanic younger individuals in masks, not dressed for the weather. Pretty convinced it was. Yeah, I also talked to Fargo Police Chief Dave Zabolski about this. Said we get no notification of this, and we know they're there. Do you have any idea how many of these illegal immigrants are coming to North Dakota, Senator?
Well, that's one of the problems we got is we've been pushed on the administration to find out, okay, where are these folks being taken? And so it's not just in North Dakota. Across the country, you can see there's a big concern in terms of, you know, who's coming in and where are they being taken? And that's, again, that's also something that we're going to have to continue to get that information so the public knows. You know, you talked about earlier getting this policy changed. Hey, we've got to work on it through the courts. We've got to work on it through the Congress. But we also all have to put pressure on this administration to put us to get the information and put a stop to it.
Do you have any hope, though, that they care? I mean, when you say pushing on the administration, right now, I mean, they don't respond to letters. Right?
Well, no, they're not responding to letters. No, that's why we've got to continue to find ways to force it, you know, any way we can.
Yeah, and I don't know, their poll numbers are plummeting, so they obviously are paying a price there and don't seem to care. So I don't know, what fixes this from the administration's perspective?
Well, that's why we're trying to get more. We're up to 8 Democrats now that are on the legislation that would put a, you know, that would keep, you know, the Public Health Order 42 in place, and that's where this push, you know, trying to get more of the Democrats in Congress to join us to make the push through Congress, put public pressure on the administration, work it through the courts. We continue that effort as well. We got to do all the above.
Yeah, maybe you're right. Maybe the political cost will become obvious to the Democrats who, you know, look at the Kelly in Arizona and what's happening there.
That's I mean, we're starting to get right. We're starting. We're up to 8 of them now. I'm hopeful we'll get more. We'll continue that push.
How about the states taking a more active role? Obviously, if you're Texas, if you're Arizona, this is front and center. And I guess Abbott's done okay. I mean, the latest thing is to bus illegal immigrants to Washington, D.C., just as an awareness thing, which I think is fine. If I were him, I would just not let him in. I mean, is it time for a confrontation between the states, all of the states that are willing participants, and the federal government to say, okay, if you're not going to stop them, we will?
Right. I think the states have to be involved, too. So whether it's Texas directly being on the border or New Mexico or Arizona or California, but it's also states like North Dakota where the attorney general enters into the litigation and is part of our effort to push this through the courts as well. Remember, it went all the way up to the Supreme Court, and we wanted the Supreme Court as far as enforcement of the Remain in Mexico policy. The administration isn't doing that, so we're coming back with legislation as well as litigation to force them to do it. In other words, they're saying, okay, we're doing it this way, but of course they're not actually enforcing it. So again, it's about coming back and getting the courts or through legislation to say, no, you actually have to enforce it. And then, you know, in a reasonable way where you're actually turning people back and requiring that if they want to apply for asylum, they have to do so from either the third, you know, the first safe country they come to, which is a third safe country policy, or from the Remain in Mexico policy.
About 45 seconds left, Senator. What specifically are the North Dakota Guard soldiers you're interacting with doing? What's their day-to-day role?
Well, since I got 45 seconds, I'm sitting here with Chief Jason Owens. Captain Mark Buski, who is is in charge of our illustrious crew out here, and we're heading out to see more of our great guardsmen. And then in the vehicle with me, I've got Specialist Logan Crouch, who's with the MP out of Dickinson. He's an NDSU student, go Bison, and Specialist Noah Zander, who's actually an assistant manager with the Shields in Bismarck. But right now, they're all down here, and Captain Buski works with the VA. But they're down here now full-time with our great National Guard, and they are doing incredible. They're doing a whole range of things to support Border Patrol. A lot of it is finding these people coming across illegally, and so that the Border Patrol can get out and then
God bless them. Give them our best.
Yep.
Thanks, Senator. We'll let you get back to the tour. Take care.
End of year means a lot to your farm business, and High Plains Apache may have that used sprayer you need, like a 2009 Hardy Commander 4400 pull-type sprayer, or a 2002 Red Ball 670 pull-type sprayer, or a 2018 Apache AS1030 self-propelled sprayer. It's the right place and the right time for used sprayers you're looking for. The 2022 models are ready for you, too, with product, parts, and service. End of year deals means an easier next year. High Plains Apache sprayers at highplainsapache.com.
Hi, this is Kevin Pfeiffer with Pfeiffer's Auction Company. Pfeiffer's upcoming April auctions include nearly 1,500 acres of crop pasture and hunting land in Slope, Stark, Hettinger, and Dunn counties in western North Dakota, 224 acres of exceptional cropland in Grand Forks County, and 320 acres of exceptional crop and hunting land in Griggs County, and further auctions in Pembina, Stutzman, Wells, and Burley counties in North Dakota. View these auctions and many more land and equipment auctions at Pfeiffer's.com.
From field to fuel. A story from the North Dakota Ethanol Council. Did you know North Dakota's ethanol industry is a leader in carbon capture? Ethanol is pioneering carbon capture. While the world talks about it, ethanol is doing it. Here, now, reducing the carbon footprint. North Dakota's corn producers are increasingly efficient stewards of the land, producing more on the same land with less inputs. In fact, yields have increased 25% to 42% in the last 20 years using similar levels of inputs. Corn ethanol is our nation's best way to decarbonize transportation today. And corn ethanol has a significantly smaller carbon footprint than gasoline. And it's getting smaller. Find out more at ndethanol.org. ndethanol.org. A message from the North Dakota Ethanol Council.
Are you ready to retire? Inflation is picking up, the markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. The stock market goes up and down is beyond your control. But you're at a point in your life where you can't afford to make big financial mistakes. I'm Al Abaroa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Our investment strategy allows you to go up with the stock market, lock in your gains, and when the stock market goes down, your investment won't lose a dime. This works for your investments, savings at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500, and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and literally never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world. And that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
What's on your mind? Powered by Schwann Deere GMC.com. Let's just say for the sake of discussion, there were 20 or 30 or whatever inches of snow. Just hypothetically. It could happen. Even in late April, it could happen. Your new 22 Sierra 1500 could be busting right through that. They're taking orders right now. And every year they come up with more and more stuff to improve it. I have no idea what they could possibly do next because I don't know what's left to improve. But new Buicks and GMCs are arriving daily. And over 75 pre-owned trucks and SUVs are all clearly marked for us to sell. Various makes and models and the vast majority of Schwann's. Lifetime powertrain warranty, free of charge, give you some peace of mind. Find out more at SchwannBuickGMC.com.
I promised that I would share with you a New York Times story today related to a Supreme Court case. Here's the headline. And the reason I wanted to share this with you is just, this is the state of journalism today. All right? This is a news story in the New York Times, written by Maggie Haberman, Alexandra Berzon, and Michael Schmidt. Okay? And the headline is, Trump allies continue legal drive to erase his loss, stoking election doubts. Okay? Here's the story. Now, count how many times opinion ends up in this news story. Again, Journalism 101, just the facts. Tell me the story. Give me the facts. If I want an opinion, I'll go to the editorial page, right?
Yeah, but never let the truth get in the way of a good story.
Let's count them. Here's the story. A group of President Donald J. Trump's allies and associates spent months trying to overturn the 2020 election based on his lie that he was the true winner. Okay? So, again, we have an opinion there. Number one, his lie that he was the true winner. Okay, there's number one. I'm going to start counting here now. Next paragraph. Now some of the same confidants who tried and failed to invalidate the results based on a, ready, set of bogus legal theories, opinion number two, are pushing an even wilder sequel that by decertifying the 2020 vote in key states, the outcome can still be reversed. It's fair to say that's another piece of opinion?
Oh, yeah, I would think.
An even wilder sequel? Yeah. All right, so that's three. In state houses and courtrooms across the country, as well as on right-wing news outlets, would that be an opinion of a news outlet? As opposed to what, a left-wing news outlet? So if they're,
you know, oh, yeah, well, that's, okay. There's both sides of that.
That's four.
Yep.
Including right-wing news outlets, allies of Mr. Trump, including the lawyer John Eastman, are pressing for states to pass resolutions rescinding electoral college votes for President Biden and to bring lawsuits that seek to prove baseless claims of large-scale voter fraud. Some of those allies are casting their work as a precursor to reinstating the former president. The efforts have failed to change any statewide outcomes or uncover mass election fraud. Legal experts dismiss them as preposterous, noting that there is no plausible scenario under the Constitution for returning Mr. Trump to office. I love that, by the way. This is another little trick that journalism plays. Legal experts dismiss them as preposterous. Okay? I can label legal experts who? Who's the legal expert?
Yeah, which ones? Exactly.
Might they be the legal expert that the journalist found that allows them to say this is preposterous? So, again, you got to be aware even of their term legal experts. In other words, legal experts is probably a factual term, but that needs a little more context here. Next paragraph. But just as Mr. Eastman's original plan to use Congress's final count of electoral votes on January 6, 2021 to overturn the election was seen as far-fetched in the run-up to the deadly Capitol riot, the continued efforts are fueling a false narrative that has resonated with Mr. Trump's supporters and stoked their grievances. They are keeping alive the same, get ready for this in the news story, combustible stew of conspiracy theory and misinformation that threatens to undermine faith in democracy by nurturing the lie that the election was corrupt. Do I need to remind anybody that
combustible stew?
Hillary Clinton made the same allegations about the 2016 election results.
Mm-hmm.
Do you remember any stories about her keeping alive a combustible stew of conspiracy theory and misinformation?
Well, let's just to dial this way down to say that there is no fraud in the federal in our nation's elections is ignorance. The question is to what level the fraud and to what level the effect. There's no way that Rubbermaid bins full of ballots and some guy's trunk showing up here and there and everywhere is legitimate.
That's 10 o'clock. So let's pull him out.
I think Kevin is trying to incite violence right now by saying what he said.
You know,
you are.
Combustible Kev from now on.
Yeah, combustible Kev. There you go.
For decades, it's been going on in a lot of parts of the country.
Okay, I'm going to stop now because...
there you go. Calm down.
One, two, three, four paragraphs in.
Have you seen Dinesh D'Souza's the preview for his documentary, 2,000 Mules?
Yes.
That is going to be a game changer.
Well, you should watch that in Rigged.
2000mules.com.
Right. And all it is, I'll tell you what it is, video surveillance of drop boxes.
Yep.
Okay. Publicly available video surveillance of drop boxes. In the states that Joe Biden supposedly won over Donald Trump by a tiny amount of votes. Actual. And guess what? The mules are doing something against the law. They're delivering multiple ballots to the drop boxes. So there's one. Have you seen Rigged?
I've seen it. I've not seen it, but I've seen the
it's another one you should watch about Zuckerberg.
Yep.
But, of course, this is all combustible. Kev's being combustible, isn't it?
Combustible Kev.
Pick
exactly
a day. Right.
Pick a day.
Brought to you by our friends at MyPillow today. Seeking truth. MyPillow.com. Promo code Scott. Reward them. God bless you, folks. See you tomorrow.
Isn't it great when you get credit for what you've done? When you choose the University of Mary to earn or finish your degree, our team examines your prior work experience and accomplishments that can be counted as college credits. We'll also add any transfer credits, plus encourage you to test out of courses where you are already proficient. With an entire University of Mary team working for you, you can do this. Discover the best path to your degree at online.umary.edu/discover more.
We're kind of here in West Fargo talking with Judy, whose mother is here, to find out what kind of experience they've had as a family.
Mother has been here about 4 years. Kinder Care is an answer to our prayers. Here she is part of the family. She's never in her room alone. She's just out with everyone. I can join in on every activity with her. They send me videos of her. I just can't say enough. She's so very well kept here.
Visit KinderCareFargo.com or call 701-3246 for a tour today.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
I know I need to pay attention to my health, but I just can't seem to find the time. Between rushing to work and taking care of the kids, there's not much time left over for me. So I decided to start small by eating more fruits and vegetables and being more active. And then I got the family to make some changes too. We started by keeping a bowl of fresh fruit on the counter, and I limit the amount of sweet snacks I keep in the house. I've also found some creative ways to add more vegetables to our meals. We're taking more walks, and on the weekends, we head down to the pool at the rec center. It doesn't happen every day, but it does happen. You don't have to change your entire life to be healthier. Just make some simple changes and include your family. You'll see how easy and fun it can be.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard, and when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.